From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture for the third time or the fourth or the fifth, whatever. Anyway, same station, same time tomorrow. Well, I guess not tomorrow. We'll wait till Monday. Okay. The American Farm Bureau Federation met with counterparts from Canada and Mexico earlier this week to discuss trade issues relative to the North America Free Trade Agreement negotiations. Now, AFBF trade specialist Dave Salmonson says the meeting shows a unified voice across the NAFTA partners on agriculture issues.
We think it's very important that among all the countries that industries can come together, and in agriculture has seen the benefits of NAFTA across the board in all three countries. So they came together to say this is an important part of our economy, and we want to see the gains we've gotten from this preserved.
And the meeting this week follows a similar meeting held in August between agriculture groups from Canada and Mexico, along with the American Farm Bureau Federation.
We had gotten together back in August to decide what commonalities we might have, and we all agreed that overall NAFTA has been very positive for all countries and denounced the fact that we didn't want to see anything go backwards, but we're looking forward to some modernizations. And the meeting we just had, we affirmed all of those same issues.
Well, he says the main issues include standards and market access.
We don't want to have food safety standards used as a protectionist trade barrier, so let's base them on science. And there's a lot of agreement there. But at some point, they'll be talking about U.S. and Canada dairy trade. Within the TPP, there had been some new access for the U.S. to Canada. We hope that we can get that kind of access in the NAFTA agreements. We have issues with what role geographic indications labeling is going to take. So plenty of work ahead. And October 11th, the negotiators will be back in Washington, D.C. for another round of talks.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation trade specialist Dave Salmonson. While Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue talked Wednesday about the North America Free Trade Agreement negotiation, saying he's somewhat disappointed with the pace of the talks. Politico's Morning Ag Report says Perdue tried to offer hope to U.S. farmers by saying there's a potential for serious agricultural discussions next week when round four gets underway. No, honestly, we've been somewhat disappointed in the first three rounds, but we think this is the way things get going. Speaking at a Washington International Trade Association event, Perdue added, if you've ever watched a boxing match, they circle one another for a while, and I think we've been circling. He said the administration will lay some things on the table in the next round of talks. Now, some of the more serious things will include the dairy trade dispute with Canada. Perdue expects both dairy and poultry to be topics of discussion in the next round of talks. He also says dairy gains with Canada may be tough to achieve. The secretary also wants to address the concerns Southeast U.S. fruit and vegetable growers have over increasing competition from Mexican producers. Perdue acknowledged Wednesday that they've been hurt by Mexican competition under NAFTA. And as we mentioned, the fourth round of negotiations to redo the North America Free Trade Agreement, it's going to happen next week in Washington. Jim Mulhern, CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, says negotiators are planning to put forth proposals on dairy policy and other market access issues U.S. farmers have getting their products into Canada. Now, MilkBusiness.com says the Milk Producer Federation is pushing very hard for improving the U.S.-Canada relationship when it comes to dairy, but at the same time is working hard to maintain the current dairy relationship between the U.S. and Mexico. Mulhern says dairy policy has typically been left out of NAFTA negotiations, and the result is a relationship between the U.S. and Canada that's been more and more frustrating when it comes to dairy policy. Canada maintains very high tariffs, he says, which means that you really can't get any dairy products into the country. What really put them over the top is the national ingredient strategy Canada implemented this past spring, getting rid of the Class 7 designation, which is a big part of the disagreement between the countries. That won't be enough. This is a free trade agreement, Mulhern added. If you're going to have a free trade agreement, there must be trade. We need a more normalized, integrated market like the one we have in Mexico. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to be talking RFS, Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar, and Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley. They're talking RFS. That's up next.